This podcast was recorded at our online reflective prayer, which takes place each Monday and Wednesday at 9:15. The full recording can be found on our Facebook page. Today, our reflection is from the Reverend Fabian Wirtz, entitled A Way of Life.
So Psalm 139 is quite a famous psalm, speaking about how wonderfully we are made and recognizing God's presence and ever searching presence in our hearts and in our lives. Search me, O God, and know my heart. O Lord, you have searched me out and known me. You know my sitting down and my rising up. You discern my thoughts from afar.
You mark out my journeys and my resting place and are acquainted with all my ways.
For there is not a word on my tongue, but you, O Lord, know it altogether.
You encompass me behind and before, and lay your hands upon me.
Such knowledge is too wonderful for me, so high that I cannot attain it.
Where can I go then from your spirit, or where can I flee from your presence?
If I climb up to heaven, you are there. If I make the grave my bed, you are there also.
If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea,
even there your hand shall lead me, your right hand hold me fast.
If I say, surely the darkness will cover me and the light around me turn to night,
even darkness is no darkness for you. The night is as clear as the day. Darkness and light to you are both alike.
For you yourself created my inmost parts. You knit me together in my mother's womb.
I thank you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvellous are your works, my soul knows well.
My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in secret and woven in the depths of the earth.
Your eyes beheld my form as yet unfinished. Already in your book were all my members written.
As day by day they were fashioned, when as yet there was none of them.
And deep are your counsels to me, O God. How great is the sum of them.
If I count them, they are more in number than the sand. And at the end, I am still in your presence.
In that you would slay the wicked, O God, that the bloodthirsty might depart from me.
They speak against you with wicked intent. Your enemies take up your name for evil.
Do I not oppose those, O Lord, who oppose you? Do I not abhor those who rise up against you?
I hate them with a perfect hatred. They have become my own enemies also.
Search me out, O God, and know my heart. Try me and examine my thoughts.
See if there is any way of wickedness in me, and lead me in the way of understanding.
Search me out, O God, and know my heart. Creator God, may every breath we take be for your glory, and every step, footstep, show you as our way, that trusting in your presence in this world, we may, beyond this life, still be with you where you are alive and reign forever and ever.
Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen.
Mm-hmm. So our Old Testament reading is taken from the book of Proverbs, which are a book of wisdom, how to live, very practical. And we are looking at chapter 4 now.
Hear, my child, and accept my words, that the years of your life may be many. I have taught you the ways of wisdom. I have led you in the paths of uprightness, When you walk, your step will not be hampered, and if you run, you will not stumble. Keep hold of instruction. Do not let go. Guard her, for she is your life. Do not enter the path of the wicked, and do not walk in the way of evildoers. Avoid it. Do not go on it. Turn away from it and pass on, for they cannot sleep unless they have done wrong. They are robbed of sleep unless they have made someone stumble, for they eat the bread of wickedness and drink the wine of violence. But the path of the righteous is like the dawn, light of dawn, which shines brighter and brighter until full day. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
And then our New Testament is taken from James, chapter 1.
Trials and temptations. Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of any kind, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work, so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. If any of you lacks wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given you. But when you ask, you must believe and not doubt, because the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea, blown and tossed by the wind. That person should not expect to receive anything from the Lord. Such a person is double-minded and unstable in all they do. Believers in humble circumstances ought to take pride in their high position, but the rich should take pride in their humiliation, since they will pass away like a wild flower. For the sun rises with scorching heat and withers the plant. Its blossom falls and its beauty is destroyed. In the same way, the rich will fade away even while they go about their business. Blessed is the one who perseveres under trial, because having stood the test, that person will receive a crown of life that the Lord has promised to those who love him. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Thank you so very much. So yeah, short reflection about first this for me, the psalm is one of the great psalms. There are 150 and some are very short. One in particular is very long. But this one speaking about God's knowledge of us. And at first you might think, you know, we might feel a bit, I don't know, afraid if someone knows us that well, certainly human beings, because we know we're flawed, and we might think, well, what will that person do with such knowledge if I really share what's going on? And yet the Psalms express his understanding that we can't hide anything from God. He knows what we think, he knows how we feel, he knows where we are, he knows what we do, what we say. And instead of getting into a place of fear and anxiety, well, what will happen, he comes into a place of trust and even of request, saying, search me out, continue. And that comes with the knowledge that, well, it's the best place to be, with a place where there is full love and full goodness. And so even if there is times where we might be tested or corrected, we know that it's at the end for our own good. And so he ends with that prayer, search our hearts and search my heart and examine my thoughts. And the hearts and the thoughts are what makes us. That's hearts is our will and decisions, and of course what we decide day by day is what we become, and our thoughts is, well, what leads us to those decisions. It all starts with what we think, how we view the world, how we view ourselves, and how we view God. And that's why Paul in the New Testament speaks about being transformed by the renewing of our minds, by the renewing of our thoughts, because that's where it's all started, how we think about the reality that surrounds us, or the reality that's within us. So it's a great prayer for us to ask God to search us, because we know that this is how we can be guided and transformed into the person that will flourish and express his intentions. So the two others, I think it's all about boundaries and instructions. The Proverbs is all about instructions and boundaries and a way of life. And James, which I think for me is the letter that's maybe the most difficult to listen to. It's very harsh. James is very harsh. And I'm glad that I'm not the only one. Even Martin Luther, the great, had difficulties with this letter, because it speaks also about works and faith and that they come together. But to start a letter with saying, rejoice when you face all kind of trials. It's like, maybe there is another way to start a letter. But that's how James is. And as we celebrate his life, we might celebrate that we're all different and maybe we approach things differently and we have something to contribute. And so that's what James contributes to the church at that time and to us today. But he speaks about there is a place to think differently about our testing and the trials. And we can even rejoice in the sense of know that God is with us. And maybe you have heard of this story of the footprint, and that kind of looks like it was a dream from someone who then wrote a little story. And the story is very simple. It says that there was footprint on the beach, and that kind of represented her journey through life. But there were always two footprints at points, that was the footprints of the person walking and then Jesus walking beside. But the person became concerned because at some points there were just one footprint in some areas. And on thinking about, the person realized that that was actually when she went through difficult time. And so she became a little bit angry with God in the dream, or with Jesus, saying, well, when I needed you most, you vanished. There was only one footprint. So what was all this about? And the respondent was, my dear child, I love you very, very much. I will never leave you, never forsake you. When you only saw one footprint is because I was carrying you. And so even in the trials and the test, God is with us and at times might even carry us through. And we can ask in faith if we need help and wisdom in decisions or how to live, God will give it. And the church is a place where we need to find and rejoice together, whether our background is, whether we are wealthy or we've been able to go through university or whether we're more manual. We need to celebrate each other because we all have something to bring. So a little bit of my thoughts today. I wonder whether someone wants to add something or something that you found helpful or challenging today.
Well, I would just 2 points really. That's probably one of my most favorite Psalms in the Bible. And if anybody just wants to hear the most beautiful put to music, it's Bernadette Farrell. So if you Google Bernadette Farrell, she's pretty much word for word in the psalm, of singing of the psalm, and it really just feeds you. And the other point is that he wants to fill us every day. And to do that, he wants us to read his word, because that's how he speaks to us. And so if we can get into a rhythm that you put the biggest rock in your cup of tea by reading the Bible in the morning, and just listening for his word, you might not think you're hearing anything, but actually he's feeding your heart. So yeah, it's that's all I wanted to say.
Thank you.
I just want to add to that I totally agree with what you're saying, Lynn. And I, you know, like everyone, I might be in a period where I don't look at my Bible or try and look at it in the morning every day, but I might have a few days where I don't. And then when I give myself a shake and get on back on track, the difference it makes, definitely.
Thank you. Well, let's move into a time of prayer, knowing that if we need guidance, we lack wisdom, we can just ask God, who gives generously, and to pray for those who feel are in times of trial and challenges. Pray that they will know God's presence and that God is with them, and pray for the church and her life and the world and its needs. Search me, O Lord, and know my heart. Examine my thoughts. Lord, thank you that we can make this prayer and request in full trust. We can be searched by you because you are good and your purpose are good. Lord, help us to grow our trust in your goodness, to know that when we come to you to find wisdom and directions, you do not hold back, and you are always present, willing to give.
For more Bible Bite podcasts, simply visit our website, www.stjamestaunton.co.uk, and click on resources. Thank you for listening, and may God be with you today.